is right.
嗯，然后呢，他们好像互相都蛮不爽的，都觉得对方有很多坏习惯。
Right, and you're gonna hear one of them say, "Cut that out."
Cut that out.
Yeah.
当你叫一个人 cut something out 的时候，就是他做一件让你很烦的事情，然后你让他赶快 stop， 对不对
？Yeah, stop doing that.
Cut that out. 好，那我们赶快来听对话。
Hey, Mary, can you cut that out?
Cut what out? I'm not doing anything.
The tapping of your pen on your desk. It's driving me crazy.
Fine. By the way, would you mind not slurping your coffee every time you have a cup?
I don't slurp my coffee. And plus, how can you hear it when you're shouting into your phone all the time?
You've got to be kidding me. You're complaining about me talking on the phone when you go out for a cigarette break 10 times a day to shoot the breeze?
Look, we have a lot of accumulated anger from working in these conditions, and it's probably okay to let off steam once in a while, but it's probably not a good idea to keep it up. I'm willing to forgive and forget if you are.
Fine, let's call a truce. I'll try to be more considerate and keep the noise down.
Yeah, I'll try to do the same. So, I was wondering, you want to go out to dinner Friday night?
原来到最后故事有一个转折，这个男的要约那个女生出去是吧？
嗯，
就让我想到《失恋33天》里面那个黄小仙和王小贱。好，我们不说了，还是说回主题。那这样，我想问你，当你让一个人 cut it out 或者 cut that out 的时候，这个听起来好像蛮直接的。
Yeah, it's not very polite.
嗯，所以应该就是，你知道对方不会很生气才会这样说，对不
对？绝对不会跟老板这样说。
没错。好 ，cut that out。嗯，那对话里面呢，这个 Mary 在做什么事情让那个男生让那个 Ed 很讨厌
？She's tapping her pen like this。
啊，就是一直 cut that out， 讲。It's driving me crazy. 你把笔在桌上这样打来打去。
Okay. It's driving you crazy.
嗯，这个情侣吵架的时候也常用，就是你又来这一套，烦死了，对不对
？Yeah, you can say that drives me crazy.
啊，所以 driving someone crazy, driving me crazy. 啊、你真的很讨厌。好，然后这个 Mary 怎么回答他呢？
She says, fine, by the way, would you mind not slurping your coffee every time you have a cup?
嗯，他说好，我可以 stop 这个 tapping my pen, 但是你能不能停止做一件事情
Right, would you mind not doing this, not slurping your coffee?
啊，那喝咖啡的时候 slurping 是什么
Want to hear?
好 Cut that out! 就是声音很响
that was really coffee and I was slurping it
所以 slurping 就是那种声音非常响的在喝一个这种
对要么是饮料要么是
汤啊什么的啊 slurping so you can slurp your tea 或者 slurp your coffee 都可以
or slurp your soup
嗯，但是别人应该会觉得很 annoying 很烦啊。
嗯，
好的那接下来呢他们两个又这个骂来骂去了就 Ed 又说哎呦你每一次讲电话的时候都 shouting 就是很声音很响很大声
Right, shout
嗯然后 What's Mary's reply?
She says You've got to be kidding me
You've got to be kidding me 美语的一个重要的特色就是什么 You've got to be 怎么怎么样
Yeah, you have got to be kidding me You've got to be kidding me
就是你乱说瞎讲对不对
对也可以说 Are you kidding me?
嗯这种意思呢不是说什么开玩笑或什么就是说人家在乱讲瞎讲
啊，差不多
嗯好那他又说呢他说你自己很烦就是经常出去抽烟
Right, go out for a cigarette break
嗯 cigarette break break 就是什么休息啊但这里他不是真的休息而是去抽烟那香烟英文怎么说
Cigarette.
然后今天对话里面也没有丝毫没有出现 smoke, 抽烟这个词啊它的表达方式是什么
Go out for a cigarette break, or you can say, take a cigarette break.
嗯然后他还说这个人什么 shoot the breeze, 他说你每天出去 10 times cigarette break to shoot the breeze.
Yeah, shoot the breeze just means relax.
就是还有点偷懒的意思
waste,
是吧、
有点偷懒。
对 shoot the breeze.
Slack off, 应该说对吧偷懒。
啊偷懒 shoot the breeze. 好这个男的他真的很会争论他说我压力很大。
Right, we have a lot of accumulated anger.
嗯他说我有很多 anger, 我有很多怨气而且是堆积起来的。
Right, accumulated anger from working in these conditions.
Accumulated 就是堆积对吧日积月累。然后呢他说为什么会很怨气呢就是在这种工作环境底下。
对好像这个环境不是很好。
这个 working condition, 对吧、
working conditions.
嗯好然后呢他说所以我当然要出去什么抽抽烟消消气啊。
Right, let off steam.
Let off steam. Steam 是蒸汽的意思但在这里它比喻的就是你的怨气你生气对不对
Right, right.
很生气的时候不能都藏在心里你要去排解消除一下。
Let off steam.
嗯，就一个人很生气的时候，你也可以劝他说啊、嗯，就是你去 take a break, let off some steam.
Yeah, yeah.
嗯，好的，那接下来呢，这个男的怎么说？
He says, but it's probably not a good idea to keep it up.
Keep it up. 他这里说的就是啊、我经常出去什么抽烟啊什么，这也不是一个好习惯，对吧？
Yeah, keep it up means keep doing something, continue doing it.
嗯 keep it up, 就是老是做老是这样做的意思。
对其实 keep it up 也是一种加油的说法。
对鼓励别人就是说啊、你做得很好 keep it up,
yeah,
坚持下去对对对有这个意思啊。好那最后还是这个女的气量大她说我们停战对不对
Yeah, let's call a truce.
嗯就是不要再互相这样骂来骂去了
Right, truce
Call a truce 这个 T-R-U-C-E 就是停战的意思
Right, it's not truth, it's truth
啊、不是 T-R-U-T-H 不是那个真相、Truth 就是我们不要吵了对吧
所以说 truth 的时候你不要说错
啊，否则人家会理解错误啊。那比如说你和你的男朋友吵架女朋友吵架也可以说 OK, let's call a truce
Yeah
国与国之间打仗也可以说 call a truce
可以啊
对不对好的适用范围很广然后这个女的呢说我会尽可能的体谅你体谅你压力很大
I'll try to be more considerate and to keep the noise down
嗯好那 considerate 意思就是你很会为别人着想对不对很体谅人啊、to be more considerate 然后呢我自己也不会发出那么多的噪音
yeah, keep the noise down
嗯就是保持声音轻一点啊
right
好那最后这个 Ed 说好吧那 I'll try to do the same 我也会这样最后你能不能和我一起出去
Yeah, so I was wondering you want to go out to dinner Friday night?
嗯这个男的好像真的很不会和女生接触
yeah.
他可能最后只想讲这句话但是他 start a whole conversation 叫人家 cut it out
Yeah, cut that out That's not a good way to start a conversation
嗯好那我们再听一点今天的对话
好
Hey, Mary, can you cut that out?
Cut what out? I'm not doing anything.
The tapping of your pen on your desk. It's driving me crazy.
Fine. By the way, would you mind not slurping your coffee every time you have a cup?
I don't slurp my coffee. And plus, how can you hear it when you're shouting into your phone all the time?
You've got to be kidding me. You're complaining about me talking on the phone when you go out for a cigarette break 10 times a day to shoot the breeze?
Look, we have a lot of accumulated anger from working in these conditions, and it's probably okay to let off steam once in a while, but it's probably not a good idea to keep it up. I'm willing to forgive and forget if you are.
Fine. Let's call a truce. I'll try to be more considerate and keep the noise down.
Yeah, I'll try to do the same.So, I was wondering, you want to go out to dinner Friday night?
OK, 今天我们学了一些很有用的 slang expressions, 对不对？比如说一个人做事情让你很烦，你可以说
It's driving me crazy.
嗯，然后比如一个人他喝茶或者喝咖啡的时候声音很响。
Would you mind not slurping your drink?
Slurping your drink. 然后呢有人他很喜欢偷懒。
Well, if it's outside, you can say shoot the breeze.
然后一个人呢他说要散散心消消气。
Let off some steam.
好的。那最后当你不想和一个人吵架然后有这么冷战的时候你可以说。
You can say, let's call a truce.
好的。那我们今天的课就到这儿。那我们也希望其实你办公室里有一个这样可以跟你闹来闹去的人可能这样你的工作你的生活也会比较 interesting 一点
So you have to be more annoying, huh?
我可能电影看太多了 OK, that's it from us We'll see you next time 再见
See ya